The earlier reaction by Cadre, the president of the ECOWAS Commission, was actually also one of surprise and unhappiness regarding the decision of the junta to create transition authorities. So it's not surprising that ECOWAS would take stock that way, actually. It's in line. So I think they want time to think it through. Discussions have begun in the UN on the Bissau dossier, with CPLP pushing very strongly for force. I think ECOWAS is considering and reconsidering options.
Because the arrangement for the transitional government is rather strange, because it draws from members from the ruling party and other parties, but the junta won't let the elections go ahead, so it seems as if it's just a manner for which them to maintain control.
It seems like the two-year transition period is clearly a major contention point for ECOWAS. We still have to know what they think on other aspects. Perhaps it's important to note that the supposedly designated transitional president, Serifu Nyamajo, has actually declined the position, saying he had not given his agreement to that, which is in line with his earlier statement that he wouldn't be taking part and none of the other five major opposition leaders would take part. I still think this transition issue, even in Bissau, actually, is not quite figured out. We still have to wait.
The military junta has also said that it will defend itself if foreign troops intervene in the country. You mentioned the UN Security Council. Portuguese-speaking countries, they're using quite tough language against the military in Bissau.
Indeed, yes. CPLP seems to be very involved and aggressive, and ECOWAS seems to have a much more moderate stance, a much more calmer stance for the time being. But it remains to see whether the fact that the junta sort of took ECOWAS by surprise by pushing forward transitional institutions, maybe this is going to soften the position of ECOWAS. But I think ECOWAS needs to discuss. And ECOWAS is also a gathering of countries which have different stance. For instance, Cape Verde has taken actually, which is also a member of the Portuguese-speaking country community, has taken quite a strong stand on the Bissau issues. And it is known that other ECOWAS countries are not that excited about the prospects of armed intervention in Bissau. It's not surprising that the Bissauian armed forces would reply that. I mean, it's known that they have a strong reluctance towards any form of intervention. And actually, even this is one of the things that triggered the coup. It's basically their unhappiness with what the Angolan assistance mission was doing there. So it's not surprising that they would reiterate that very strong line.